You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Understanding Spirit. I hope you're all doing really well. I'm still battling with a cold, so I've been trying to get this cough out before we start the show. So hopefully it's all out for the duration of the show anyway, but apologies if I do go into a coughing fit. We will go into the three-card pull as usual, and I want you all to just take a moment to see whether you gravitate to card one, two, or three, keeping in mind that it is a collective reading, so you may need to apply what I give to your particular situation. Okay, if it does not resonate with you at the moment, that is okay. You can kind of put it at the back of your mind. It might come up for you in the future, or just it might even relate to somebody else, and maybe you're just meant to be the messenger that that gives it and passes it on. Okay, so if you have been drawn to card one, it is this card here. Okay, it is Shamanic Healer, and it has written on the bottom, cleansing and attunement. When I'm holding this card and I'm looking at the energy around it here, I do feel that maybe you might need to, you know, maybe some Reiki might be good, or some energy healing, run some sage around yourself, some Palo Santo, or in your home. I do feel like there needs to be like some kind of shift and some healing going on. I am feeling like I need to tell you that there is strength in, you know, resilience, and that, you know, you can get back on your feet, you can gain strength and move forward. And I do feel like everything that you're going through, or any troubles, obstacles along the way, is just all part of your journey, and each step is taking you closer to your journey. So just, you know, stay positive as you move forward. All right. If you've been drawn to the second card, it's this one. It's Archangel Fanuel, and it's got written here, hope, optimism, and new beginnings. Look, when I hold this card, I feel like I need to say that you need to focus, you know, like your compass, on your spiritual compass, your moral compass, like going north, heading like for in your higher self, thinking with your higher self. And if you are struggling at the moment, I feel like I need to tell you to look at life like every day is a new blessing. Every day is a day to reset and to start again. I'm also being told to tell you to be patient, and that manifestations are on the way. So if you've been praying for something, visualizing something, you know, trying to shake things off, spirit is saying, and, you know, to sort of like feel like, you know, getting the wriggles out of you and resetting like that, you know, like just keep doing that. Keep asking for what you want. All right. And that, you know, it's coming for you. Okay. If you've been drawn to card three, it's this card here, which is Prosperity. All right, it's got written here, abundance and success. I'm, even though this is a beautiful card, I am being told to tell you that your challenges are creating, you know, like your opportunities and your growth. I'm also being shown you already have your own self-worth. You don't need to keep proving this to yourself, to people. This could have to do in a work environment, can also have to do in a relationship, you know, whether it's a personal relationship or with friends and family. I'm also being told don't limit your beliefs and that negative thoughts are creating blockages for you. You need to take, it's a time now where you need to take a leap of faith, take some risks. And, you know, like step into the mystery of the unknown, the beauty of the unknown, okay? I do feel like you need to do research and whatever before you do that, but then sort of like kind of go for it, seize your moment. Okay. I have Susan on the line. Hello, Susan.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. You're from Los Angeles?
Right. I'm from LA, right.
Yeah. My cousin used to live there and I went and visited him some years back. Now he's in Miami, but yeah, we totally enjoyed our stay there. How can I help you today?
Yeah, so I wanted you do psychic.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's what I would prefer. If spirit comes in and adds to it, that's fine as well. Mm-hmm. Because I have a lot of people over at the other side. In fact, I'm over at my mother's house right now. It's so funny that the call came in while I was here. And there's been some difficulty regarding a few things that are missing and her piano.
Oh, okay. So what, they're missing with the piano?
No, it's because my mother didn't put who she wants. She verbally said she wanted to go to my daughter. I'm having an issue with my brother about the piano.
Oh, and where the piano should go. Okay, all right.
Yeah. In other words, all of a sudden, he and... His partner that he's been with for 40 years, all of a sudden he wants the piano.
Okay. Well, I'm being told the piano needs to go to your daughter. Spirit, I just wrote down daughter or brother, and Spirit pointed to daughter. I know you want a psychic reading, but I do have an elderly lady here. I want to see if this is your mom, because she might be able to give you a bit more insight into this. All right. She's rubbing her stomach, and she's showing me that her stomach was swollen. She's coughing and she's sort of like also showing me there may have been some issues like incontinence type issues when she coughed. She's showing me glasses that they were on and off. Do you know who this woman is?
Yeah, my mother.
Okay, all right. So I had a feeling it was your mum, and that's why I wanted to describe her. Okay, she's saying to me that she wants your daughter definitely to have the piano. She's saying, I don't know what all this is that, you know, the others want now. She's like, I want my wishes upheld. She's saying they won't value it. They just want to go after it because they can, right? They just want it like a possession. They don't value it though. And that's why
The executor wants to call and put the piano in storage tomorrow until we work it out. He wants to put it in a storage facility.
Gosh. She's going, no, she doesn't want it there. She's saying that if you do that, the arguments will just keep going on and nobody will use it. She's showing me your daughter, you know, like just sitting there, like trinketing away on the piano. And she's showing me that she will be with her at that moment. She's also showing me that your daughter, you know, does she play?
My daughter's 40 years old, and she's pregnant with her second child. So I have a 2-year-old grandson and one on the way. And her kids can take lessons. I took lessons on that piano. It's like 50 years old.
Yeah. All good on you. It's never too late, right? She's showing me that when people are on that piano, she's showing them going and sitting on there, and even if they're not playing an actual piece of anything, they're just sort of tapping the notes and thinking, and they just go up to it randomly, and it's a way of them sort of like processing their thoughts and that. She's showing me a lot of love in the family, all right, and she's showing me that she wants this passed down in your family, okay? So from your child to their children and so on, okay?
Exactly. But my mother had like a crystal bowl that disappeared and a silver platter. So things have already been, and one of my daughter's wedding gifts when she was married, also one of the vases just disappeared. So I don't know if it's my brother and his partner, Sonia, or if it's the executor.
It's one of the two
that have taken it.
Yeah, I don't feel like it's Sonia. It doesn't mean she doesn't know about it, but I don't see her physically grabbing her hands and taking it. Your brother has his eyes on everything. He's not like wanting to share. This is like he's very self-entitled. Your mom is extremely cross with him about all of this, all right? And she's saying to me, it's like I never spoke. It's like I never existed, right? And she's saying that he was disrespectful when she was alive, but he's even worse now that she's past.
True. Very true.
But it's like, and she's showing me like he's saying, I don't know where it went. I don't know where it went. I don't know. I don't know. And she's like, he knows. I'm not getting like executors of a will or Sonia took it. I feel like he's involved. I see a lot of trickery. I see a lot of, you know, him like just hiding the truth. There's a lot of deceit around him. And I'm also getting theft. All right. So you need to trust your gut. Right, going forward with this, your mom is telling me that she's going to expose him. Right, listen to what he says, listen how he talks. He's going to stumble his words, he's going to kind of like blurt it out or insinuate it in some way, and she's going to be a part of that because she's stomping her foot. She is not happy, and she's like, I can't even rest in death, she's saying to me. She's not happy with this at all, Susan. Okay, so just persist with this and honor her wishes because she's quite, you know, upset about this now. Okay.
So I said if the bowl and the platter, it's not the bowl and the platter. I feel violated that it was removed the day after I put it on the table.
Yeah. She's like, she's not too worried about that, all right? She's like, don't worry about the little things, okay? Just worry about the other stuff.